الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، ويقول الحق سبحانه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and I send salutations and peace upon the Master of the First and the Master of the Last, our beloved Prophet Muhammad, upon his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the Day of Judgment. I begin by reminding myself again of the importance of taqwa, the importance of the consciousness of Allah, the importance of our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, and that we need to always, when we hear the words of Allah, that we would obey. And Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed this book not only for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his people, but he revealed it for all of humanity, for the jinn, until the day of resurrection. And so that for believers, the climax, as Allah said, have the consciousness of Allah and do not die, do not go in the transition out of this world except while you are in a state of Islam. And that is because this world is a test. Darul ibtila, wal imtihan. We are being tested constantly. We are under severe circumstances. And these tests are there for a reason. It brings about the motion that we are going through. Sometimes it is the movement of opposites that creates a motion. And so constantly we see these opposites around us as a test. And Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Anbiya has told us, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut wa nabluwakum bisharri wal khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'un." Allah tells us every soul must taste death. And we will test you with evil and with good, but ultimately you will return to us. And so a transition that we are going through, an imtihan, a great test. In this life there are good things, there is happiness, but that happiness can turn to sorrow. There are riches, but the riches can turn to poverty. And so the opposites are there constantly in this world as a trial and a test to see how we would fare, what we would do in the different phases that we are going through. Right here in this community, we are tested now with the loss of our brother Danish Maimon, who was an active Muslim right here with us, that we could see, we could pray with, we knew his activities, his family is known. And so it's a sign, it's a test. And while they are preparing for the janazah in the Islamic Foundation, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, to have mercy upon him, and to make him strong. ثَبِّتْهُ بِالْقَوْلِ ثَابِتْ. To give him a strong word as he is making that transition that all of us have to make. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul has to make this transition. Right now, other people are making the transition in other parts of the world. And it is reported that Egypt Air 804, flying over the Mediterranean, just a few days, it disappeared. And nobody could find it. And finally, the ship with 66 souls on it, wreckage has been found off the coast of Alexandria, Egypt. And it is then that naturally we know, when we hear that, then we know it is time and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That verily we came from Allah and we will ultimately be returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I flew many times with Egypt Air over the Mediterranean. And it is a good airline. But when the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, there is no turning back when that time comes for any individual. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. All of you will ultimately return. And so our movement coming from Allah, the soul going into a body and then moving out of this world and back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what condition will we be in? In the time of the empty hand, in the time of the test, how did we do with this soul? How did we do with this blessing that Allah gave us to be inside of this world, having intelligence, having a special position in the creation? How did we do when the good things are happening to us and also the difficult things? And the Muslim Ummah itself is under a severe test. And you can see it when the opposites come. Because we have the opposites of so many people driven out of their homes. So many people in difficulty, but at the same time, some parts of the Muslim world with the highest income on the planet. It's a test. It's a test not only on those who are in difficulty, but it may be a worse test ultimately on those who have the wealth, those who have the ni'mah, the blessing from Allah, and they didn't use it for the right reason. So the test is upon all of us, and it is moving us in a direction. And when incidents like this happen to us, when death is so near to us, we need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When death is near to us, we need to look at our actions. And a very simple thing that we can do. When we eat food, when we go outside, when we drive our vehicle, when we study in school, when we begin work, say Bismillah. Do it in the name of Allah. Because by doing an action in the name of Allah, it now can become a form of ibadah. It can become an action that will get us close to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if the time comes when we are called, if we are called in a state of ibadah, in a state of worship, that is the object. And so just the simple issue of saying Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, say it before we do things. Say it as we are going into different parts of our lives. Think about it. And by thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this increases taqwa. It increases taqwa. And that is one of the crucial parts of our Islam. It is to develop our taqwa. Even as we prepare for Ramadan. And all of this should prepare us for Ramadan. Why are we about to fast? Why are we about to do this? In a few weeks, why? Our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues on the job look at us. Why are you starving yourself for 29 or 30 days? You're in Toronto. You're in the GTA. Why are you starving yourself? But we remember that Allah told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. O you who believe, fasting has been written on you. It's prescribed upon us. It's a duty. As it has been prescribed on those who came before us, in order that we would have taqwa. That's the whole exercise. That we would gain the consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Being pushed towards closeness to Allah. And that will be such value, that will be such an important asset to us. More important than any weapon, more important than any dollar bill or pound or rial, is the consciousness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because as we live in a world of uncertainty, we're not sure of things, we need something to make us solid, to make us firm. And in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqanan, wa yukaffi ankum sayyi'atikum, wa yaghfir lakum, wallahu dhu fadl adhim. Allah revealed to us in the 29th verse of Surah Al-Anfal. It's a very important chapter of the Quran. Allah revealed to us, O you who believe, if you fear Allah and keep your duty, you have taqwa, then Allah will make, He will grant for you a furqan, a criterion, and He will release you from your bad deeds, forgive you of your sins, and Allah is the Lord of great bounty. This is a powerful verse, because this is the fruit of taqwa. Siyam, taqwa, furqan. It's a process. Allah has given us something. We have the potential to gain this great asset for this life. At the same time, when Allah tells us, and it's interesting because Allah tells us, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. So He will release you from your bad deeds. And the scholars look at this now, يُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ, this is the small sins. And the second part is مَغْفِرَ for ذُنُوب, it is forgiveness for the major sins. So by having the taqwa, having the furqan, it wipes everything out. All of the wrong that has been done, and it gives us this great asset, this great tool. And Imam Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah, one of the great ulama, said, it gives us thabat al-qulub, wa quwwat al-basair, wa husn al-hidayah. It will give us a strengthening of the hearts. That is crucial today. We're in uncertainty, an ocean of uncertainty. Hearts will become strong. Quwwat al-basair. We'll be able to see through issues, insight. So you don't just read the newspaper, you don't just listen to the news, you go inside the news and try to understand what is really happening to us. And that is what we need to culture this year as we prepare for Ramadan. We need to make intentions for certain things in Ramadan. Make intentions that this fasting we go through will give us this consciousness, and finally, as the Imam has said, husn al-hidayah, the best of guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. And it also will protect us and give us a way out from everything that we fear. And fear is being used constantly against us to do what is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu. And so, Al-Furqan in Surah Al-Anfal. Surah Al-Anfal also speaks about Ghazwat Badr, the confrontation at Badr. And this is also called Yawm al-Furqan. It's the same word. And Furqan, separate truth from falsehood. Make things clear. The Prophet ﷺ and his companions, on hearing about Abu Sufyan, he stole their goods, was taken to Syria to sell. He put together over 313 men to go out to meet the caravan. But instead they met the Quraysh, with over 1,000 warriors. They were not prepared for this physically. But Allah put them to the test and gave them victory. And this separated truth from falsehood, clearly. And there are so many lessons in this incident and what is around it, that the chapter Surah Al-Anfal is revealed surrounding this. And it gives Muslims what is called the rules of engagement. How do we function even in wartime situations? And one of the important lessons that we learn from this major confrontation is that after the victory, there were three groups of people who were fighting amongst themselves. So this is not only Muslims today that we fight over each about how should we make salat, do we wiggle our finger or not. It's a human fault. And it even happened amongst the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. They differed amongst themselves. In this case, when the mushrikeen who had come to destroy all of the Muslims, when they were defeated, there was a group that pursued them to make sure they would not return. There was another group that gathered the goods, the treasures, the spoils of war from their camp. Because in those days there is no paycheck that you get. The spoils of war are divided up amongst the people. This is the Anfal. And there was a group that stayed back to protect the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and to watch out for other people coming on the side. After the enemy had left, they started arguing and fighting about Al-Anfal. Who deserves it? Who should take the spoils of war? Who should have the treasure? The people who gathered the treasure, they said, we gathered it, so it's ours. This is the lowest type of response. We put our hands on it first. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah revealed, and they ask you about the treasures of war. They ask you about this. Say, O Muhammad, say to them, the Anfal, the treasures of the war, are for Allah and His Messenger. So fear Allah and repair the differences between you. Repair the differences between you and obey Allah if you are truly believers. And so with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important formula. And that is that number one, ittaqullah. Have the consciousness of Allah. Everything you do should be bismillah. So when you take all of that for yourself and don't give it to your brothers, is that bismillah? So taqwa is crucial. Taqwa is going to save us from a lot of wrong inside of this world. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, wa aslihu bainakum, dhata bainakum, that you should repair yourselves. Make amends for any problems that you have amongst yourself. This is a crucial lesson for Muslims today. Aslihu dhata bainakum. And then obey Allah and His Messenger. So your obedience comes after your taqwa, after you repair what is between you, and then you obey Allah Azza wa Jalla. So it's all part of a process. And this process is crucial for Muslims today. And we need to make some intentions for this Ramadan, because it's coming fast on us. You turn around and it will be there. As the Prophet ﷺ said, يَتَقَارَبْ الزَّمَانِ. As we go toward the Day of Judgment, time will come close. And so it's coming on us. Make intentions. So you won't just be a starving person, a thirsty person, but a person who has an intention for the condition that he puts himself in or she puts herself in. And so, think about ourselves. We need to repair our bodies. Most of us have some serious problem with us. This Ramadan can help us to do this. We need to repair our minds. So when we fast not only with the body, but fast with the tongue, with the eyes. Fast with the mind. So it's a complete fast. We need to repair our families. We have serious issues in our families, and the imam or the counselor cannot solve the problems. The real solution begins with Allah and then with the people who are involved themselves. They can solve the problem. We need to make islah. We need to repair our communities. The differences between Muslims. This is a crucial issue for us. Repair the differences. And our nation, the whole Muslim world needs islah. It needs a repair. And that is something that we need to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal to give to this ummah, that it repairs itself and takes the strong position that it's supposed to inside of this world. So that young people will be proud to be Muslim, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And the beauty of Islam is that Allah gives us a way out. That in the difficulty, this is the test. The difficulty comes, but there is ease. Ma'al usri yusra. There is difficulty, and then there is ease. And so islah, that's a bane. Repair ourselves, repair our families, repair our minds, repair our relationships. And that might sound strange, because other people will say, well, you're in Canada, you are in a land of plenty, you should be making money. You are Muslims, you are from a certain school of thought, you should argue with the other ones, tell them they're wrong. So sometimes it's strange when a person tries to make islah. The person tries to repair things. It seems strange to many people. But I give you glad tidings that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange. So glad tidings to the strangers. And they asked him, who are the ghuraba? And he told them, Alladhina yuslihuna inda fasad an-nas. He said, these are the people who make islah. They repair themselves and others when the people have become corrupted. And Sadaqa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. We're seeing the corruption around us. Now it only needs for us to be of those ghuraba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that understanding and feeling that we would be of those who are strange in this world of chaos. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah protect the children of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah have mercy upon our beloved brother Danish Maimon. May Allah strengthen his family. May Allah give him the highest part of Jannah. May Allah have mercy upon the Egyptian people who died in the Mediterranean Sea. May Allah have mercy upon all those who are facing death at this point in time. May Allah unite our hearts, unite our minds, and give us the best in this coming month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم. ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم Inna li kulli umma fitna wa fitna tu ummati al mal. Every nation has a trial and test, and the trial and test of this nation is wealth. Wa yaqul al haq subhana mukhbiran wa amira. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. Wardallahu an al-khulafa ar-rashidin Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa Ali wa anna bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadanallah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar wadkhilna al-jannata ma'a rabbina ya azizu ya ghafar ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana dhanban illa ghafarta ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريدا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله يرحمكم الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.